Most people responding to the survey say the government should devote more resources to vital federal programs like food safety and border security. Colleen Kelly is the NTEU president.
And that view was supported by majorities of between 58% and 86%. And if you add in the numbers who said spending should be kept the same, those numbers are even higher. And that's across party lines who all agreed on that point.
The polling group Ipsos conducted the survey for NTEU. Researchers interviewed 1,000 adults by phone, including Democrats, Republicans, and independents. Kelly says the results defy political rhetoric.
Some would have you believe that Americans today have this austerity at any cost view of the federal budget, but the results of the survey show that that's simply not true. Our survey found that 67% of respondents believe that the wealthy in the country should pay more in taxes before there are any sharp cuts made in federal agency resources and in the number of federal employees who provide those resources or those services. And at the same time, 84% agreed with the idea that the federal government should hire the most highly qualified persons to fill the jobs. And that, again, was across party lines.
The survey also found that 4 in 10 respondents know that federal employees have taken pay freezes and other measures to reduce spending. Labor groups estimate the savings rack up to $75 billion over 10 years. NTEU has long advocated against more cuts affecting federal workers. Kelly says the union will use the survey to dispel what she calls myths about the federal workforce.
Start with the myth that the majority of Americans want to see federal spending cut at any cost. And as I noted, our survey found that a majority of the respondents believe the government should invest more, not less, on resources and manpower for critical public services that they depend on every day. Then there's the myth out there that cutting the federal workforce will not affect the average American family. Well, the fact is that federal workforce cuts would weaken our nation and that the American people will suffer, because what they're going to see is a big decrease in things they depend on. They're going to see fewer food inspections, less border security, less drug interdiction, fewer people to monitor the quality of our air and our water, fewer employees monitoring the nuclear power plants and materials, fewer people protecting consumers in the financial markets, and fewer employees collecting the revenue that fund all of these other vital services.
Kelly says the cuts would create ripple effects in the private sector across the country, but not everyone agrees with the survey's intent. Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute says the survey misses the real issue.
The survey asks about numbers of federal employees. The question, though, is how much are those federal employees paid? Are individual federal workers paid more in salaries and benefits than those folks would receive in private sector jobs? And the clear result of research seems to be that they are. Federal salaries are about on par with private sector jobs, but benefits in the federal government are far more generous than you receive in the private sector.
Biggs co-authored a 2011 study comparing private and public sector pay. He says feds have a lot of perks that other employees don't.
Federal employees receive a defined contribution 401k pension plan with a very generous employer match. On top of that, they also receive a defined benefit pension that most private sector workers don't get. Federal employees also receive retiree health care, which most private sector workers don't get. The Congressional Budget Office found that on average, the federal retirement package is worth 2.7 times more than what a similar private sector worker would receive working for a large company in the private sector. So there's just no comparison in terms of the benefits.
A majority of survey respondents want Congress to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans before cutting federal programs. However, Biggs says researchers didn't ask the right question.
Our federal budget problems are not going to be solved by raising taxes on the top 1% of Americans. It's really a larger question of are Americans as a group, are all of us willing to pay more in taxes in order to get more from government? And so a question they could have asked people is, are you yourself willing to pay more taxes in order to get more of these different activities? A lot of times Americans are not willing to do that.
Biggs says that's because a lot of Americans don't believe they'll get their money's worth from federal agencies. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.